This is a confirmation call from Mi Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Well, I've just had a thing on my mobile saying they've had a request for $299 out of my account on eBay, and I haven't bought anything on eBay.
Okay, let me check that for you. There is a purchase of a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this transaction?
There is a purchase of what? Say that again.
There is a purchase of a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this?
No, I don't have an eBay account, and I have not authorized anything.
Then definitely it's a fraudulent charge. What is happening? Some people are misusing your information. And they are doing that from overseas people. So I do believe you want to cancel this purchase right now and block those overseas illegal hackers.
Yes, because I've not purchased anything and I don't have an eBay account.
Okay, I understand that. I completely understand. No need to worry. I will help you out to cancel this purchase and block those overseas illegal hackers. So what device are you using? Can you tell me? Are you using a computer, laptop, or a cell phone?
Just a cell phone, my normal phone, an Apple iPhone.
Okay, can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out for cancelling it and blocking them from your IP?
Yeah, I've got to try and work out how to put you on speaker.
Not a problem, take your time.
Just not real good at this sort of thing.
Not a problem, take your time. I understand that. No need to worry.
No worry.
If you use any computer or a laptop, it will be easier for you.
Oh, I'm not good on the computer either. No, I wouldn't.
Not a problem. You simply turn it on. I will help you out each and every step. Just simply turn it on. It will be easier for me to do the cancellation over there.
You've got to go on my computer to do the cancellation.
No, right now we will help you to generate the cancellation ID. So I'm right now technical person will help you out directly. Technically, I will help you out. No need to worry. Just turn it on. I will help you out.
Right. Well, I'm turning it on.
Okay. And do you know, is that a Apple computer or it's a Windows one? Do you know that?
It's a Windows one.
Okay. That's it. That's lovely. Not a problem. When it is on, let me know.
Well... should be on now.
Not a problem. When you see all your apps, all your icons, small icons on the screen, let me know.
Oh, I can see them.
Okay. Do you see an icon which says Google Chrome? Any icon which says Google Chrome?
Yes, Google Chrome,
Double click on that one.
Just a minute. I'm getting there.
Take your time.
I've done that.
Now, after giving the click on the Google Chrome, I saw a Google page will open up. Do you see the Google page comes up?
Google Chrome, it just says who's using Chrome.
Over there, do you see your name? Click on your name or anyone's name.
I've clicked on my name.
Okay. Now, do you see a Google page comes up?
Yes, well, another page has come out.
Okay. Now, at the very top, look on the very top, madam. Do you see a long white panel where you can type something at the very top?
Yes.
You need to type over there, and all will be lowercase, no uppercase. It will be G as in G, goat, G.
Sorry, what am I?
The letter G. The letter G. G as in giraffe.
G. Now just
the letter G.
Search Google on type or type the URL. Is that where I've got to?
Yes, at the very top. On the very top, it says search Google or type or URL at the very top. There will be two columns on the middle or on the top. You need to type on the top. What do you see?
A white thing saying new tab, and beside that a big line with a plus.
Yes, it is flashing over there. It is flashing.
Flashing, yes.
Now type from your keyboard the letter G. G as in giraffe. Type the letter G.
Okay, I've done that, yes.
Then again G.
Yes.
Then put a dot.
As a full stop.
Yes, as a full stop, correct.
Yes.
Then again G.
Yes.
Again G.
Yes.
Then put a forward slash.
Looking for forward slash.
Yes. Look it.
I don't use the computer much, so that's why I'm
not a problem. Take your time. Take a lovely time.
I think I've done forward slash, yes.
Okay. Now type update without any giving any space. Type update.
UPDATE.
Correct. Update.
Yes.
Then number zero.
The number zero.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then again number zero.
Yes.
Then number one.
Yes.
Now read me back the whole thing you can see on the top.
gg.gg/update001.
Now from your keyboard there will be an enter button. You need to click on that enter button.
Yes, I've done that.
Now you need to look on the left down bottom corner. A file will be coming up. Do you see that on the left down bottom corner?
Yeah, it says any desk.
Click on that. Correct. Click on a cancellation ID will be generated. Click on that file.
Right.
Now, do you see a number comes up?
There's a lot came up.
Yeah. Do you see at the very top, middle top, which says your address, a number?
My address. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, your address.
Five two five nine double seven seven three nine. Okay. Did you note down that number?
Can I write that number down?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Yes. Okay, just a moment. My grandson was home. He'd be better at this.
Not a problem. I can help you out.
Well, I've written that number down.
Okay. Tell me the number once again. Correct me.
525-977-739.
It's 525.
Yes.
977.
Yes.
739.
739. Yes.
Okay. Now, right next to that number, there will be a lock symbol. Do you see a lock?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. Click on that lock.
I've done that.
Now, what do you see?
Set password.
Yeah, the password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y.
7890.
7890.
Yeah, now click on the confirm password panel.
Yes.
And type once again eBay, eBay.
eBay.
7890.
7890. Okay.
Okay. Now, did you hit on apply?
It's got apply, yeah. Do you want me to click on apply?
Yeah, click on apply first.
Right. I've done that.
Now, you will get a security warning from the security server. When you see that, just do let me know.
It's on now. Oh, wow.
Yeah, now it will be gone again. Now, if you see any option, any other options comes up right now, you will get to see anything which says eBay Anti-Fraud Department comes up automatically.
Yes.
When you see that, you know.
That's on now.
Okay, not a problem. Now,
yes.
Could you tell me for what purpose do you use this computer maximum times? Like, do you do online shopping in this computer, online banking, email checking?
No, I never do online shopping. I do it mainly advertising things, like I sell my birds that I breed and just other things. I don't use it very much. Sure, I use it for typing out things when we travel around and that, but I never buy online, never.
Okay. And do you check your email on this computer? Do you do online banking, all that stuff?
No, I don't do any of that, none.
On the computer, you don't do anything with that?
No, I don't do online banking or anything, no.
Okay. On your cell phone, do you do all that stuff?
No. I'm 77 years old. I don't do anything.
I understand that. Not a problem. Do you see at the left top corner which says new session? Do you see new session
new
on the left top?
Yes.
Yes, click on that new session.
Yes, I've done that.
Now, do you see any option which says install Anydex? You need to click on that install Anydex.
Something coming up.
On the orange color box, which says install Anydex.
In the orange line going across the top, it said free license, non-professional use, start trial license to buy.
No, not that one. It's install Anydex on it. Below your address, there is a three boxes, three coloring boxes.
Pink, orange, and blue one, yes.
Yes, so do you see the install Anydex on the middle one?
Install Anydex, yes.
Yes, yes, click on that box. Click on that box.
I've done that.
Now, at the very bottom, there is an option, red color, which says accept and install. Click on that one.
Yes.
After that, there will be option coming up, yes. Click on yes.
It says, use
yes.
It to account control. Do not want to allow this app to make changes to your device. Do you want this to allow this app to
yes.
make changes?
Yes, click on yes. Try to click on yes.
Yes. I've done that.
Now, just hold for a moment. Now, if you see an option called allow or don't allow, click on allow.
It says, would you like to install this device software? Install or don't install?
Click on don't install.
Right, I've done that.
Okay. Now, correct.
We've got a page now saying welcome to any desk version.
Okay, now we have to check. Now we have to check that your IP address is secured right now or not by those overseas persons or not. So at the right top corner there will be a minus sign. Can you please give a click on the minus sign? At the right top corner.
Yeah, I can see it. A line.
Yeah, click on
an underline.
Yes. Click on that. Now it will minimize down. Do you see that? Now what do you see?
Google Chrome isn't yours.
That's correct. That's lovely. Now on the middle, do you see search Google or type a URL?
Yes, I see that.
Give a click on that. Now you need to type over there my.
All in lowercase?
All in lowercase, correct.
Give a
space.
A bit of space?
Yes.
More in space, yep.
Then number one?
One, yes.
Then do you see any fourth option comes up which says my 1P address location?
Not my one, just search my 101, my 1P country, my 1P address location.
Yeah, click on that. The last one you told me, click on that one.
Well, my more 1P. Under that.
No, do not click on that. Give a click on my 1P address location.
Oh,
well,
okay, my 1P address
yes.
Location.
Yes.
Just location, because the next
yes,
one
just location, not the California one. Yes, just location.
Okay.
Let's see that your IP is being secured or not right now. Now, after that, you will see a first option comes up, which is saying, what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. You see that?
Yes.
Click on that one.
Right.
Now you will get to see your IP location. Correct me if I am wrong. The IP will be showing you 117.20.68.164. That's correct?
Yes.
And just see at the very top middle top, there will be a black line where it is showing
yes.
you your status. It is showing you protected or unprotected?
Unprotected.
So you can see, madam, that those fraudulent
persons
have got
the unprotected. The unprotected is in pink.
Sorry?
But all of that address is in white, but the unprotected is in a pink color.
Yes. So it's in red color. So right now
red
it is color. In red. That means, and on the middle of the page, you can as well see your online activity can be seen by your internet service or anyone else. You can see that it is written on the red.
On your connection, yes.
Yes. So right now we are...
I do have security on this computer, or supposed to have security on this computer.
No, right now, your security has been breached by those persons, so you don't have to worry through
uh-huh.
this computer or your cell phone. They are using your information right now.
Right.
So
okay.
If it is possible, can you check your email on this computer? Do you know how to do that?
Well, I can try.
Yes,
I'm
try
not...
it. Try it first. Close, if you want to, you can close it or you can check it.
Okay, I'm trying. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, take your time. Uh-huh. If you're not able to do, just let me know.
I'm just trying. Just give me a bit more time.
Yeah, take your time.
Not very good at any of this, that's for sure. But lots of things come up, but where are we?
You can check it on the cell phone.